What does innovation sound like? It sounds like the luxury of being in the moment with your customer, client, or patient. It sounds like having the right information right when you need it. It sounds like being at your best for your customers and your business. Thanks to Hyland's intelligent content solutions that improve digital processes, innovators everywhere are able to do their thing better, whatever that thing is. Now, who doesn't like the sound of that? Hyland, for innovators everywhere. Visit Hyland.com.
That's what you've all been waiting for.
Dave's World, Dave's World. If we don't let him do it, he gets ratty.
Ross kicking things off today, and he says, "Oh, it's cold this morning, isn't it? I mean, I've been outside helping a guy in a black robe with a scythe clear the frost off his car. I think I've been de-icing with death." So Stephen sent this joke late last week, and he said, "Dave, my idea for a bad joke next Tuesday. I see Arsenal manager Unai Emery is going before the board. An Emery board. I'd say that'll be rough." And then he says, "Probably won't be funny or topical by next Tuesday. In fact, it's barely funny now."
I thought that was funny.
Yeah, I really love that one.
That was better than the first one.
Ali says, "To ride a horse or not to ride a horse, that's equestrian."
Oh, come on. Slaps.
Okay, Dermot, you like this one? You like this one? Stephen says, "What did Master Yoda say when he first saw himself in 4K resolution?"
"Well, HDMI. Not enough HDMI gags in the world.
Sheila said this, "What was Albert Einstein's rap name?" "MC squared." "MC squared."
It's just not funny.
Jack says, "I saw a slide for sale with an 85 degree incline. It was €500. I thought, that's a bit steep."
What is this? A workman's club in the 70s? Get with the program.
Okay, there's a new Bond movie trailer coming out tomorrow for the new Bond movie. So yeah. Tony's got a Bond joke for
Excellent.
You. Latest Bond movie idea, 007 is tasked with infiltrating VAR to stop it ruining football as we know it. Working title, GoldenEye. GoldenEye!
Come on!
Fergus says, "I sat next to an insurance salesman at a Robbie Williams gig last night. Through it all, he offered me protection." Peter says, "This is a conversation between two people. One of them is Willy Wonka, and the other one is Charlie. Wonka says, 'Congratulations, Charlie. My chocolate empire is yours.' Charlie says, 'That's incredible.' Wonka says, 'Now, the first thing will be handling this PR crisis.' Wait, what, says Charlie? 'Well, a lot of kids have just died in your factory, Charlie. And apparently you own some slaves.'" Stephen says,
"He rescued those Oompa Loompas."
Stephen says, "If I had to rate our solar system, I'd give it 1 star.
Ooh, clever. Can we just have that on a button? There's so many of these are people finish typing them and then push their chair back and fold their arms in pride.
Nordy Al says, "I asked the librarian where I can find the book on childbirth. She said, 'Over there in the C section.'"
See, that's funny and clever.
It is. Jackie says, "If I die and come back as a Hilby, is that reincarnation?" Very topical joke here from Paul. And he says, "Will the new Dublin white water rafting course be known as the Bleeding Rapids?"
It should be.
Gaz says, "What do you call a Scottish snooker player?" "Chalk McHugh."
Chalk McHugh.
Like that, like you'd hear that on the playground.
Jeff says, what's your favourite position in bed?" "Mine's near the wall so I can use my phone while it's charging." And Colin says, "Hi all, I'm in A&E at the minute. Just a quick warning, turns out Dyson Powerball Cleaner is not what I thought it was." Dermot and Dave.